Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Chavchas Seif Aleph, Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, the halachas of duchening, and Simon Kuf Chavchas Dine Nesias Kapayim Beis Dram HaPoislim Bekoin, the halachas of duchening and specific things that would render a kohen unfit to duchen. Seif Aleph. Ein Nesias Kapayim Bepachos Me'asara V'Hakohanim Me'Haminin. You don't duchen unless you have a minion, and the kohanim are part of the minion. V'ma adds ve'ein lazar lisa kapov a zar a non kohen may not duchen afilu im kohanim achirim, even if there are other kohanim up there, he cannot. The parentheses it brings perikbeis the ksubis, there's a oyv essay that it would violate an essay. V'toyis perikol kisvei lo yodari ma isur yesh bezar ha'oyla, the re doesn't know what isur the zar would be over. The after dim kahanim achem, sure, maybe with other kahanim, it's mutter, but tzarich ian, this needs further analysis.
What's the hapamina to think it would be?
So we'll have to see the pasuk. Right. The Ber Halacha begins, almost like introduction. Kasa b'sefer charedim. Mitzvahs esay levarech kohen es Yisrael. Sefer charedim writes that there's a mitzvah esay in the Torah for a kohen to give brachas to Yisrael. Shanamal, as it says in pasuk, kosa varechu es b'nei Yisrael. So you should bless Bnei Yisrael. V'Yisrael ha'oimdem panim k'neged p'nei kohanim b'shtika. The Yisrael stands facing the kohanim silently. U'mechavnin libam l'kabel b'rchasam k'dvar Hashem. And they focus their mind, their heart, to receive the bracha like the word of Hashem. Heimnami b'chlal ha'mitzvah. They are also part of the mitzvah. Ad kan l'shono, that's the language of the Sefer Haredim. V'heviyu ha'achorim recorded by the achorim.
What did the Sefer Achorim tell you that for?
The chiddush is that the Yisroel is b'chal ha'mitzvah. We know that there's a mitzvah on the kahana.
But if Israel's not there, they can't...
That's the question. What does it mean that the Yisroel is part of the mitzvah? So in the notes on the side, it brings a machlokes achorim. The hafla holds that the Yisroel is mekayim a mitzvah sasei mamash. And if he doesn't want to mekabel the bracha, he's oivan a esaresa.
What about
that's the hafla.
A woman of Puravu, same thing.
Depends how you learn it. So according to the hafla, it's mamash mitzvah to say. The Chuvis Maria Saad says bevadai. There's no mitzvah to say in Yisrael Hisparich. The Messiah biyar kahanim l'kayim mitzvah son. Since the kahanim need to give a bracha, and the male for them to do it, they have to be there. But there's no iser asay if they're not there. So that's more like the Puravu comparison. Then he brings the Dvar Avram that the Pshat Nechereidim is that it's true a Yisrael is allowed to leave Shul before the Birch Kahanim. He's not Mechuyev to look for Duchening, but if he's in Shul, it's Taka Mitzvah for him to pay attention and not Mesiach Das. So if you're not there, you're not there. You don't have to run after it. But the Yisrael who's there is Mechuyev to pay attention and listen to the bracha. So it becomes almost like, let's say, once you're there, you have the mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah scheme, like tzitzis then.
Then it brings a shot like this. What about a cheresh who doesn't hear the bracha? The Yisrael who cannot hear the bracha. So he brings Rishon Zalman, writes that if you hold as a mitzvah to listen to the duchening, the Yisrael has a mitzvah. So as long as he's there with the intent of getting the bracha, he's making the mitzvah. Because he knows what's going on. He knows what's happening, even though he can't hear the bracha. But if you hold his mitzvah to participate, he's participating. The only other question he has is, if there's taka mitzvah for the Yisrael, what happens if the Yisrael is Mil Shmoneh Esrei? Is he supposed to stop his Shmoneh Esrei to listen to duchening or not? So here the notes bring a Yashuv held that he should not interrupt. That there's no real mitzvah on the Yisrael, and in Meila he shouldn't be mafzik. But it says to look later on, he brings the Igros Moshe, where Moshe says he's supposed to stop and listen. Rav Moshe holds in Menach Shmoneh Esrei, comes to Duchening, and you're not up to it yet, stop and listen to the Duchening. So this all goes into the question, is there a mitzvah in the Yisrael or not?
Where do you get it from? A Messiah can understand. How do you pull a mitzvah out of this?
I'm saying, because if it's not a mitzvah for me, so why am I stopping Shmoneh Esrei for?
No. That's begging the question. How do we learn that it possibly is a mitzvah, I say? Instead of simply a Messiah.
Kosev Aruchas B'nei Yisrael. So
right.
B'nei Yisrael is part of it. They're part of the mitzvah. So it's different shittas. What does that mean? Does it mean you're mamish part of the mitzvah? Or does it mean you're just a Hechsher mitzvah?
Does the Gemara deal with it or no?
No.
And in the clearing of stopping and pausing, is it only when they duchen up loud, but not when the Shlitzur says...
Oh, yeah, not for sure, for sure not.
When he says...
For sure not. No, he's just saying, this is, we should get the Baruch, the Karam, what they do. No, that's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of duchening when the Sheikh Sibir says it. The Shlitzur says, when the Kohanim are duchening, so at that point, should the Yisrael stop Ishmael Ezra to listen? And Moshe held his shot.
The whole thing, or you go back during the singing and then come back?
The stomach, once you're listening, you're listening. You're not going to... And again, it's Yisrael, it's all the time.
Right, right.
It doesn't have to be singing either. So that's the Hagdomo. There's the mitzvah, the rice of the Kohanim, and could be a Sharla that's together the mitzvah for the Yisrael. Mishtabura, Seif Koton Aleph, Ein V'chulu. There's no nisias kapayim with less than a minion. V'dino b'chol davar k'mosh mavur le'el b'simen un'helin kadosh. The din of a minion of 10 adult Jews and so on, males, that's all described before in Simen Un'he. But we discussed kadosh. V'ayin shal mishne b'ur sefkot na'megil mashal kasav v'shem ha'pi megodim v'stap l'din yoshin im'starv. If you look back in Sifkot Lama Gimel over there, we discussed the p'megodim shayla. What about someone who's sleeping? Is he mitstarv? Pashtus, you wake him up, right? Mishnah Berurah continues, Yesh oimim deinis yis kapayim el b'makom sheyesh sefer Torah. There are those who say, you're only duchen where there's a sefer Torah. Aval roiv achroinim kimat kulam chalk mazeh. Most achroinim and almost all disagree with this notion. Where does it come from? Like Mehechet Tesi, you have to have a sefer Torah there. So he says, because we talk about the kahanim being oile duchen, and the duchen's by the Heichal, where the Sefer Torah is, so there's some kind of association with Sefer Torah. And those disagree, says no, that's where they go to duchen, but if there's no Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean they shouldn't duchen. Yesh, or even some say, Demishabov Amar Kayin Ani, someone who walks up and says, Amar Kayin, Neman Lisa Kapov, we would trust him to duchen. That is the minig. We don't have to do any investigations to verify whether he's a Kayin or not. If he says he's a Kayin, we trust him on it. And the notes explained, because it's not like he gets any benefit from it, so maybe he's doing something wrong, making a brachah levatola, but it's not something we have to be concerned that he is lying, since it's not like it affects us really one way or the other. Sivkon beis, meha minyan.
If he's the only one?
Yeah, if someone's a kohen, we trust him. Is there a kohen? By Elias, we do that. He walks up, we don't question his yichus. So for duchen, he goes out to wash his hands. To duchen, I'm not going to question him. Sifkan beis meha minyan. Kahanim are part of the 10 for the minyan to duchen. Mishnah Berurah explains if he shall kahanim gam ki mechal brachas, because the kahanim are also included in the bracha. Midichsev, like the pasuk says, "Vani evarachem and I'll bless them." Kolam la kahanim. It's referring to the kahanim. Hashem will bless the kahanim. Va'afilu merubim kahanim. Even if there's more kahanim than non kahanim, gam ken shabur dam. That's also okay. As long as there's one Yisrael to answer Amen to the brachas. And you have a shul, all kahanim. And the command is Seif Chafei. We'll discuss that later in Seif Chafei.
There's a clarification. I always was understanding Vani Varchem means Hashem says, you go do your thing with the hands and everything, but I will bless Klal Yisrael. So is he saying, in addition to that, that means I'll bless the Kohanim, or at the Takavi, Kavona is the Kohanim as the main Iker?
So the notes on the side bring this Machlekes, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Akiva, and the Gemara in Chulin. And the Rambam brings it more, referring more to the Yisrael than the Kohanim. But that is a Din in the Tanoim. Se'if Katan Gimel. The Ein Lizar Lisa Kapov. Now a non-kohen should not get up there and duchen. Why not? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Koi sevarachu v'goymer, atem v'lo zarim. You do this, not a non-kohen. V'lav haba machal esay. And when you learn lav, something you shouldn't do from the rule of an essay, it is an essay. So therefore, if a zar would duchen, he'd be over on an essay. V'ayin b'bach shekasiv d'davka im nesiyas kapayim. That it's only an iser if he does it when he lifts his hands up. Even if he doesn't make the bracha, if he lifts his hands to give the bracha, he's over the iser. If he doesn't, he's not over the iser. If he doesn't lift his hands, he's not over the iser. he's not going to be over the Isser of Kosev Aruch Hu, only Kahan. But the Pimagodim seems to say it makes no difference whether you lift your hands or not. If Yisrael were to say that bracha, he'd be over on the essay. Kasav b'seif ha'mogen gibarim. The seif ha'mogen gibarim writes, Dahada amr Torah atem v'lo zar. When it says, you do this and not azar, Einu rak miskavein the kavanas ha'mitzvah. That's if the Yisrael has in mind, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Bichus Kahanim. If a zar does that with the kavanah, he's over the Isser. Avli lo mechavein klal the kavanas ha'mitzvah. But he has no intent whatsoever to fill the mitzvah, he maybe just doesn't want to violate his friends who tell him he's a kohen. They tell him to go up and duchen. For sure, there's no iser. Essay, and shem look over there, because that's going to the Gemara. If my friends would tell me to go up to duchen, I wouldn't argue with them. This works if you hold the mitzvah yirs kavana. So if I don't have kavana for the mitzvah, I'm not doing the mitzvah, and I won't be over the Isser. Dilav hachi, because if not, einu mutter rak dafke mecharim beferish lo l'shem mitzvah. If you hold mitzvahs don't need kavana, then the only hetter would be for Yisrael to give the bracha with intent not to fill the mitzvah. Osha einu mecharim kala bracha, he has no intent to give the bracha. Rav Mayim b'locha, look in the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha in the B'masel, the Zar Oise over Be'esei, that a zar is over an essay. He brings, I mishnah brusha kasar, look at mishnah brusha that we write. V'nirli d'kozeh dafka l'may d'kam l'mitzvah yis kavana kulum. That if you hold mitzvah yis kavana, and you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, you won't be over the issa. Well, the l'fizah comes out, yish esmoyal minika oilam. We have to wonder about the common practice. Shenogin l'varach echel chaveiroi. People commonly will give a bracha to their friend. Bein shu koinos are whether the one giving the bracha is a koin or not. So when he accompanies him and escorts him on his way, he'll say the pasuk. Even if the brach is not during davening, times we know the Gemara Yushami and Tainis, that you never have duchen without davening. That's not the Kranz Chachomim. The kavu b'tfila, they set the mitzvah during davening. But in a term, one has nothing to do with the other. Taylor, you should know. Tal tefila gufalo of a poskim hudorban. According to most poskim davening, the mitzvah of tefila is dorban anyway. Vim ken kevin the midiraisa yoytze bevorcha biyalmo. So min hatera the mitzvah of nesias kapayim is giving a bracha in general. Kishem bevorcha some afir shom shas tefila. Even you give a bracha, even if it's not during davening. Vazel min hatera, and here the Torah says atem v'lo zorim. It's got to be kahanim, not non kahanim. Heich mut lezor levorcha echad chaveh b'lashon. So how can a Yisrael use the psukim of Birch Kahanim? Vim ken yesh raya miminiga oilam. So there must be a proof from the miniga oilam. La de kaim la mitzvah is kavana. There must be a raya that mitzvah is kavana, because we don't have kavana for the mitzvah. Because if you have mitzvah answer is kavana, we're all over the yisr. Vula yesh loma. Perhaps the pshat is the tam haminig, the reason for the minig to use these psukim for ourselves, mishum de svir lu kabach. We hold it like the bach. The daf piece yadayim over hazar be essay. Only when you spread your hands, you're over on the essay. But if you're not spreading your hands, you're walking someone off and you give them a bracha, then you won't be over the issa. Inami, or perhaps another pshat, the key into tikno habonin shalisa kapayim below tefilo. Since the chachamim were misakin that duchening is during davening, shuv mishon psukim elu shal beres kahanish below tefilo. So then if you do say the psukim and it's not the time of tefilo, bein kain, bein Yisrael, whether it's a kain or Yisrael, havi kimecham befeirush, shalol l'kaim v'zeh ha-mitzvah b'skam. He maybe has a mind not to kain the mitzvah. V'lechein shor, therefore it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah is grappling with how is it that we use these psukim to give brachas. Friday night, people give brachas to their children with these psukim. We do it every kippur. Why are we over on the yisr of atem v'lo zarm? It's only kahanim. So if you hold like the bach, so then it's not with Nesias Kapayim. Without Nesias Kapayim, it's not an issue. If you say that it's Dinin Tefillah, so it's not by davening. But to say that it's totally in Kavana, it's a problem, because there are Shittos on Mitzvah Lo Tzvichas Kavana. So the notes bring that Torah Tamim is Medayik, that when a parent gives a bracha to a child, not to use two hands.
From the crowd.
Because if you use two hands, then now you can be over on the Yisr. Because the Pshim, the Goyin, you can be over the Yisr. Because that's the Siyas Kapayim. You can be over the Yisr.
Not true.
There are plenty who definitely use one hand because of this. However, the notes say, if Yaakov Ender says you can use both hands. You can use both hands, like Moshe Benu, and your bracha to Yeshua used two hands, Bayin Yofa, that was the Menach Sacham Tzvi. So, if you're going to use two hands, why aren't we over the issue of Atam Velo Zarim? So you're going to have to say, either you have Kavanah Mefurish not to be used to the mitzvah, which I think anyone has that Kavanah, or you just say it's not Shas Tefillah. That's the last answer he says, it's not Shas Tefillah. It's not Shas Tefillah, so Mamela, we know that this is not for the mitzvah. Sivkan Dalit, Afilu Vechulu. Azar cannot duchen, even if there are other Kohanim up there. What's allowing me to say? Afilu name of the essay in Uyver Hazar Kishmavarach Ima Kohanim. Even if you want to suggest that if there are other Kohanim up there and a non coin goes up, he won't be over on an Isser. Tamiyat Atemvelo Zarim Huwah Kishmavarach Vado. The Miyat Atemvelo Zarim is only if he gives the Baruch by himself. But still there's going to be a problem of the bracha. Azar can't make the bracha asher k'dishanu, it's a bracha l'tala. Directly kahanim sivsatar l'verchis, so the asher k'dishanu sivsav is referring to kahanim, not referring to Yisrael. So even if you say there's no iser essay, if there are other kahanim up there, there's still going to be a problem of the bracha that you can't make a bracha l'vatala. Sekon hei bezarha ola. The Tosis brings, what issue is there for a zar to go up there? Im lo mishum baruch latola, besides baruch latola. Shela kahan siv seter le baruch yisrael. There's a tzivu for kahanim. Good, so yisrael goes up, but what does that have to do with it? He didn't hold of this diyik atem v'lazarim to make an issur esse. Sefkan va ve'efshu de'im v'chulu, perhaps with others, it would be mutter. What's something to say? Bezeh kamari deyna oiba esse. That the Ri is saying there's no Isser Essay when there are other Kohanim there, it's just an Isser Baruch Latala. But maybe even the Ri and Teis would agree if there's no Kohanim up there, that the soul would be over on the Isser of Atem V'Lazar. But Achorim come out that we don't make it differentiate, called Gavni or Essay, whether there are the Kohanim, there aren't other Kohanim, the Yisrael goes up there is going to be going against this Essay of Atem Velo Zarim. In the Berloch of Pachs Mesorah, he makes a point that we discussed in the past. Berloch Pachs Mesorah, Haino Afilo Meshe Hiskel Shiatsiva Lachsa Tfilo Hayasor Besa Knesses. Let's say there was a minion when Chazar Sashats began. Va'achach Yotzim, then you lost a minion. The Karmelon Elba Simenon Hay Sif Bez, the government called Tfilo. We learned in Simenon Hay that you finished Chazar Sashats and the Kaddish afterwards. But you can't duchen. It's a separate, distinct mitzvah. To do it during davening by Chazor Sashatz. But it's the fact that you had a minion when you start Chazor Sashatz doesn't allow you to duchen if there's no minion at the time of duchening. Let's say you began duchening with a minion. And then some walked out. Going at that point, you would finish the Chazor Kapayim. Ran the Megillah, who be Simon and Hey Beis Yosef, it's a Ran, called by Beis Yosef, Kazbashur Knesset Gedoyle, who be Hatev.